With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. You really have to hand it to certain anti-ag groups out there. We won't call them by name, but you probably know who is usually talking about the ethical treatment of animals. Well, they do a good job getting their message out, but they may have recently met their match. Wes Jamieson, professor of public relations at Palm Beach Atlantic, says agriculture's fighting back. He explains a campaign was created by students at his university.
Opponents target college students, almost all of whom grew up in suburbia or urban environments, none of whom have any experience or even care to have experience about farming. They target them for vegetarian campaigns. So we had a campaign where the students, extraordinarily successfully on a college campus, we gave out free bacon in the middle of the quad on the campus, and we had a fan blowing the smell of the bacon all over the quad. And you can imagine college students, free bacon, smell. Lunchtime, we had lines lined up all over the place trying to get free bacon. And then they're receptive to the message of agriculture. Then they're willing to listen if the message is presented in a short, concise, simple way. And a uniform response was, I never knew that. Nobody's ever told me that's how a pig is actually treated. But you reinforce that with bacon and it strikes home.
And Jamieson says consumers want and need agriculture's products, but sometimes just need to be reminded it's okay to like and appreciate agriculture. And bacon. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.